Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, today, it's the 100th podcast show of Joey B Outdoors. And typically, I'm the host of the show, but my great friend Inspector Dave is in the studio today, and he will be the host of the show, and I will be the guest. So, Inspector Dave, I can't even say welcome to the show because you're the host.
Okay, welcome to the show, everyone. Wow, 100 shows. This is amazing. That's a lot of words, but really all good stuff, helping educate the public out there and give people ideas on so many different things in the great outdoors. So, Joey B., where and when did your love for the outdoors begin?
Well, you know something? We had a family farm growing up, so I was in love with every bit of that farm, and obviously from the farming side of it, just being in the outdoors. I'd wake up every single morning, I'd get out there, and I'd be tracking animals. And I actually had one of the first compound bows ever made. I had it, and I wasn't really out there to hunt. I was really out there to give animals exercise, as I would just go out and tracking in there. And I would fish every waking minute that I could on the farm. And it to add to that, we were we'll call it a farming family. Well, my cousin Big Jim Tyrone, he was the calf roper, and cousin Jim taught me how to ride and how to rope at an early age, and that was a big piece of it. So from fishing with, and you know my cousin Jimmy Toots, who you fished with many times.
Yes.
And my cousin Donnie B, the three of us would fish. That was northern New Jersey at the time. We fished every inch of every river and hiked through every bit of the woods. And that was the beginning part of it. And then my love continued. My good friend, who you know, Dr. Bob. Well, Dr. Bob and I and his family, we would backpack the AT, the Appalachian Trail. And that really was the very, very beginning part of, I guess, who I was in the outdoors. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com.
You know, a lot of those stories you talked about, I really enjoy them. And, of course, I hear a few of them several times, but that's okay because they're like it's a new story every time. Can you discuss your education and how it relates to the outdoors?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm a graduate and very proud graduate of Rutgers University. I have degrees in botany, biology, and that's the undergraduate side of it. And I lived in the greenhouses down there, and we had so many outdoor classes. And I'm saying, if I was on campus and you wanted to find me, you went to the greenhouse because I was there. And if I wasn't there, I was in one of my outdoor classes, so we'd be somewhere out in the wild. And then my graduate degree is in environmental science. And from that degree or during that degree time is when I started to become a research scientist. And I've done research on turkey vocalization. I'm pretty good at turkey calling, you might say, and kestrels. And we did some of the nesting boxes and banding. And let me just say this. And Inspector Dave, I have a podcast show on this one. But the story about the flying squirrel landing on my head when we were getting in the nesting boxes and I was up there. And I'm telling you right now, there's very few times that I've been afraid in the wild. And when you open the side of a box and you're on a ladder 15 feet up in a tree and you're expecting to see a baby kestrel and a flying squirrel jumps out and lands on your head and launches off your head. So there are, you know, from the research, many of my stories, it comes from that. And continually, I've done research with grizzly bears in Montana, wolves in Minnesota, non-native plant species on the sagebrush steppe in Idaho, one of my favorite places. And because of that, my playland then became Yellowstone National Park because my grizzly bear research was on one side. The Idaho research was on the other side. And I spent so much time out there. And whenever I was done, just grab my fly rod. And my fly rod, and I always say this, it's fishing is my passion, but it just gets me into the outdoors. So that's really where, again, I guess you tie together my education and how it relates to the outdoors.
Yeah, the education part of it is so important. And when you have a passion for something, the education becomes fun. It's like a hobby. And you just really, you've delved into every different areas of the outdoors. And it shows because you're so well versed in many different things. You know, all the big words and stuff that back up all your knowledge.
Right. Big words are important. That's called the thesaurus. See, another big word. But
spell that.
No. I say them. I don't spell them. That's it. And actually, I got to, hey, credit to my mom, because I used to be, growing up, little kid, I was the world's worst speller. And mom spent so much time with me on spelling, so I'll say that piece of it.
You know, another important part of your life is your time as an educator. And can you share with your listening audience, you know, that time that you did? And I consider you a legendary educator, because no matter where you go, especially locally, Mr. B, Joey B, like, he's the man.
Well, I don't know about being the man. Oh, you know what? I'll take that. I'll be the man, but thank you for that. You know, because of my background, I've taught so many classes, and I listed them here, and I just wrote it down in a short little note. I've taught botany, advanced human bio, chemistry, physics, environmental science, oceanography, astronomy, geology, and nutrition. And you know what? The knowledge gained from prepping for these classes is where many of the topics for Joey B Outdoors comes from. And as an educator, and I always thought this was the most important thing, and I think this is part of our shows now too, is I call it the hook. And I might be in the outdoors and, you know, fishing or something, and I'd find like a cool turkey tail fungi, and I would purposely pick it up, put it in my pack, and the next day I'd come back in on Monday and I'd hold that up. And I might be not speaking about, I could be speaking about astronomy, and I've got turkey tail fungi. And every kid's going, oh, what's that? And right away, there's the hook. And once I have the hook and they're listening to me, I can then tell them anything. And that's what was teaching. And that's what made teaching fun and challenging. Because if I was challenged, I can then in turn challenge my students.
So that time I find very impressive too, that you were an educator, because as we go around town and even out of town, there's always a student, a former student of yours coming up and waving to you and calling out your name, and parents that remember you. And you know, you have like a long history of contact with people. And you know, that's one of the things that I like to challenge a lot of my educator friends with, especially ones that have been out there for a while. How many students have you impacted during your career? And it stops a lot of them in their track. I says, just do the math. I said, maybe you weren't a math teacher, but how many students did you have a year? How many classes times the number of years? And the teacher stopped to think about it. It can be an amazing number of people that you have impact on as an educator.
Well, as you mentioned that, and I'm thinking of a story because you said, and parents, I remember it's graduation day. I had just finished teaching a human bio nutrition section of a class, and graduation day, and I knew the mom very well. And, you know, most times after graduation, I'm out there, and I hate to say this, but I am wearing a suit and tie, and that's many moons ago. And the mother goes, I have a bone to pick with you. And I go, excuse me, what do I do? She goes, I hate whole wheat bread. And ever since you taught nutrition, my daughter, all she wants to buy is whole wheat bread, and I can't stand it. So there are some of the times that parents will come back at you with some of that.
That's almost like a funny comeback on something like that, that a parent would even challenge you on that, you know, healthful eating for their child.
Yes.
Now, athletics has also played a big part of your life as a player and as a coach. So tell us a little bit more about that, athletics in your life.
Well, you know, something, I've been blessed to both play and coach at a real high level. And, you know, without getting into all the coaching stories or the playing stories as I traveled around the country, let me just say this. The things you learn, because you always hear people spew out words, but these aren't just words. Discipline, dedication, work ethic. And I think that athletics has taught me so much about those three words, and hopefully I take them into my daily life and all that I do. You know, and having been able to coach soccer at a very high level, I do have my A coaching license, which is the highest license in the world. From that, I've been able to author one book in soccer. I've got a few other written things out there, but the soccer book, the soccer scouting book, and I'm going to brag on that one, Inspector Dave, for a second. That is the number one selling book in the world on scouting the game. So I'm pretty proud about that one. And then growing up, ice hockey was my second sport. So I would go from the soccer field to the ice hockey arena and then playing baseball too. But baseball, as I grew, I was catcher and loved catching. sort of phased out a little bit because the time consumption from both soccer as an athlete, ice hockey as an athlete, and then the transition into coaching. But in my mind, those are so many hours. Just so I enjoyed every waking minute about all the hours I spent as an athlete and as a coach.
Oh, you certainly have an interesting life. I mean, we talk about diversity, but diversity in your life for you, all the different things you've done, the people you've been in contact with, the subject matter that's in your head. It's just amazing the amount that you have and the impact that you have on everybody. And you're still impacting people today through the use of these podcasts. So tell us about your outdoor activities that you're doing at this juncture in your life.
Well, I'm going to go back to one of the things about filming. Well, currently we're filming a documentary which is close to home. So because it's close to home, I was actually able to go back and do some coaching at a traveling level. And that's a little piece of the puzzle. But I said before, my passion is fishing and specifically fly fishing. But that's what gets me into the outdoors. And I just recorded a show earlier this morning in the studio before you arrived. And it's on the trilogy adventures and the adventures of me being out there and fishing, but it's not just what I see fishing. It's the, and you happen to be on one of them when I was talking about, we heard the spring peepers, the frogs, and then the polywogs we saw in the vernal pools and all that. So that's what's getting me out there. But from canoeing as a youth, and you always transition to kayaking, both in fresh and seawater. And I'm a scientist. I call it seawater. You probably call it salt water. And I'm talking about kayaking from island to island in the Sedge Islands and from Cape Cod and the Monksville Reservoir. And now I'm turning a lot of that over to my two young nieces, Gabby and Gracie, giving the new generation something really to, you know, just sort of take hold. So I spend a lot of time in the kayaks and fishing with them. And then my gardening and my research, and I'll get into a little bit of the research, you know, maybe later on in the show, but I learned so much from you when I head over to your organic garden. And it's, to me, it's like, it's just enjoyable to go over and see your garden and see the growth of it. But it's not just the growth, it's the knowledge that you possess. And I always ask questions and I'm always learning from you. And then one of my wintertime outdoor activities is snowshoeing, because you can get out in the backcountry. It is so peaceful. The word tranquility just, it just exudes, because you go out there and my good buddy Jim Desai and I will be in the backcountry, whether we're filming or just going out for a great day is there. And biking is one of my favorite outdoor activities, because I can do it unless it's wintertime, because you know we got the big snows here. But other than that, anywhere I go in America, I get on a bike. And you know what's really neat? When I go to a vacation spot, the first thing I do is I park my vehicle and take out my bike, and I want to explore everything on a bike, because you could see so much more going at a slow pace. And it's just really neat. And I'd say this, every fishing adventure turns into a hike. And that's a piece of me getting into the outdoors.
So you mentioned about filming for the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure, our original website with the videos. And that's been over 8 years in place to have all those videos out there. What was the original premise for that show?
Well, it started this way. I had so many children just asking me questions about the outdoors. And it's funny, and you know this, many children don't go into the outdoors anymore. So they're getting their knowledge from TV. And I was sort of responding to the questions, and it was pretty sad that they're not getting there. So I said, well, maybe I can then, you know, sort of give them some information. And we started with smaller cameras, and now we actually film with all the TV equipment that we have out there. And it's funny that first, it was the premise was for children, and then we found out that adults were watching the show, and they were logging on to, and you can also log on to, but don't leave now, you need to listen to this show, but log on to joeybee.tv, joeybee.tv, and it became an EI show. And the EI shows are the shows where a parent and a child could sit down together and watch the show together, and hopefully a parent could share either a story or just, you know, be able to communicate with their child or spend quality time with their child. So Joey B's Outdoor Adventure has taken me all across the country. I've also had two major television stations that have offered me deals. One of them is to have Jack Hanna, and many of you know Jack Hanna, Jungle, Jack, and Into the Wild, and Jack Hanna's Adventures. to have Jack Hanna and me be their Saturday morning lineup, you know. But right now, I mean, I love doing everything that I do. I really mean that. So as far as I'm concerned right now, I'll continue doing what I'll do, what I'm doing, and maybe one day I'll sign one of those deals for the TV stuff. But the Joey B TV online is the perfect place for me to be.
Yes, it's really been a fun website to refer my friends and relatives to hand out cards, and even to total strangers. And they watch it and they get a kick out of it. And it's a relatively short video, so it's good attention span and time commitment that people have. And I appreciate being a big part of that with the outdoor gardening part, the organic gardening. So it's been a lot of fun, and my nieces and nephews really get a kick out of it. And it's fun to watch the older episodes and see how we progressed when our equipment was much more simple, and then it got more advanced, our techniques got better, we started working with scripts a little bit more, we got the official Joey B shirts. So it really, really evolved into quite a professional show, I think. What was your all-time favorite episode that you filmed?
Well, let me just say this, based on something that you just said. So I wanted to get to that. And, you know, there was that, as you mentioned, there was that progression in what we were doing. And the reason why we have shorter episodes on there is because children were sort of, so to speak, they were, and you probably know this, short attention spans and watching, and then the adults, and they could watch one on ostriches, and a parent and child then can click and from ostriches go to a kayaking 101 or whatever it is. And that's the premise that we have there. But, you know, you asked me for my favorite episode. Well, obviously, filming with you, life doesn't get better than being with Inspector Dave out there. But let me just say that when I was riding horseback through the Wasatch Mountain Range out in Utah, and we were filming, and my cameraman, wait, we were in the top of the Rockies going up, and my cameraman actually had the camera mounted to his horse, and then obviously he was holding it in his hand as well, and that's how we filmed that one. But just the beauty to be in the Rocky Mountains, to be horseback, which is, you know, just part of who I am, and just that, I have to say that that was absolutely my favorite one.
We also have a great theme song. It's a real catchy theme song that goes with the website. And I know there's a big story behind that. You want to share the details of that story?
Yes. Well, I mentioned to you before about, you know, being at Rutgers. And I ended up with two minors, but one of my minors was in music. And my major instrument was guitar. So, you know, as life has gone on, I'm playing less and less because, you know, all that I do in the outdoors, whether we're filming or we're in, you know, a podcast. And now we do the podcast show called On the Road because I'm traveling around the country, you know, doing different podcasts, different places. Well, my dream was always to go into a recording studio and record. And I never had done that. Well, when it came time for the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song, I wrote the lyrics to the song, sat down with my good buddies, Tony and Shane from the band Acoustic Release. And we sat down and we jammed away, worked it out. And I give them the credit for, because Tony's a brilliant guitarist. Shane's a great lyricist and a great vocalist. So we go into the studio with the whole band and we're inside there and we're going through it over and over. And somebody would say, stop. Oh, I missed the note. Stop. I did this. Stop. And we just kept stopping. And Tony would stop us because, again, if you listen to the Joey B's Outdoor Adventure theme song, of which you can download for free from Joey B TV, and I've got a million people that actually, believe it or not, have it as their ringtone on their phone, which is pretty cool and pretty proud of that. Well, we kept going on, and it was somewhere after the 40th take. We're done with it, and all of a sudden in the studio, there's total silence, and not one person is saying a word. And we're like, we got this one. And we're all sort of just a quiet. And then Shane, the vocalist, goes, I missed the first two notes. And like right away, there was this, oh. So the guy in the sound booth goes, I can fix that, no problem. So we were done. But it just took us, again, to get to perfection. And that's part of, you know, I was talking about the coaching, the discipline that it takes to get there. But it was just, hey, I got to go in a recording studio and not just record, but record my own theme song. That was cool.
You mentioned one word there that you lived your dream to go to a recording studio. I hope that the Outdoor Adventure site, that it really gives people ideas to have their own dreams and inspires them maybe to focus on one particular thing or two particular things that you have done in your life and say, you know what, I want to get out and do that too, because that's how I present it to a lot of people when they ask, what's the website all about? It's a way to see someone doing things that, you know what, that looks like fun. I think I want to do that, and then it would inspire them to go out and do that. So hopefully you're inspired by old Joey B's words and videos and all the information that comes out of the websites. Now, another thing you were involved with was Tranquility Mountain backpacks. You were asked to design and test them. Tell us about this experience.
Well, you know, it's really neat. Joey B, obviously the outdoor guy, they bring me into New York City with their designers. And I am sitting down, no joke, we're at this conference table, and they're, like, amazingly, they're catering to me and saying, well, Joey, what do you think about this color? And what do you think about this? And what do you think about this design? And I'm like, this isn't sort of who I am. I said, look, let me get out and give you some ideas about what I want this pack to be like. Create a prototype. Let me take it out into the wild. And they would create a prototype. I'd have it. I'd be in the backcountry with it. I'd use it. I can't say I'd abuse it, but I use it really hard because I needed to know what worked and didn't work. And we would just go back and forth, and I'd tell them, and they would make changes, and the next prototype would be there, and the next prototype. And one of the last prototypes that was, and I just knew that we had it, I was talking to you before about being on snowshoes in the backcountry. I'm in the backcountry, and I'm filming with my good friend Jim Desai, and I mentioned that before, but the Tranquility Mountain backpack was on my back, and we had a lot of the gear inside of it. And I just knew, like, when I came back out of there, I just knew that it works. And there is a Joey B Signature Series backpack, and hey, I really am proud of that and the quality that goes into it. And again, if anybody wants to know more about it, you can go to tranquilitymountain.com and find all about the Joey B Signature Series backpack.
Another research project that you have was chili peppers. I know that's your favorite food of all time. What was that adventure like?
You know, it's funny. Before we went on the air, I was just asking you a fun little question, like, do you need any more hot peppers? Because Inspector Dave, correct? I'm the hot pepper guy, and you're the non-hot pepper guy.
Right. I'm a sweet guy.
Well, hey, I can't attest to that one, but I like my hot. Well, I started working with Janie from CrossCountryNurseriesChiliPlants.com, and that's chili, C-H-I-L-E, because that's how you spell chili, chiliplants.com. And she's the largest grower of chili peppers in the country. She has the most varieties of chilies. She also has the most varieties of tomatoes and eggplants, and it goes on and on, basils from around the world, where you can look on, like, Algeria, and there's peppers from there, and then you can go to Zaire, and there's peppers, and everything in between. So with part of my research, we developed the Chili Pepper Research Lab, and I was the director of the labs. And we were there. My job was to develop shorter, thicker stem plants. And shorter, thicker stem plants are healthier plants. So throughout the research, but I got to work with all these types of chilies. Because you know what's funny? Inspector Dave, you were mentioning about sweet, and I'm talking about hot. Every single pepper really is a chili pepper. So the bell peppers, and you grow some pretty spectacular ones in your garden, the Hungarian sweets that you grow in your organic garden, they are still chili peppers, and people don't realize that. They think that chili peppers are just hot, but it encompasses all of them, and I can get into the Scoville units, of which I won't right now, but I am looking for the higher-level Scovilles for me and the next to non-existent ones for your sweet peppers that are there.
Yes, and we have our order already placed with the Cross Country Nurseries. We'll be picking that up soon. You know, looking through her catalog too, it's awesome. I mean, the total amount of varieties that she has. If you can't find what you want from her operation, it doesn't exist. And it's fun to experiment with a few different things. I mean, you're not going to find things at your local nursery that she has there. And just making a trip out there and seeing the grounds out there, and she follows organic practices and ships all over the world, or you can go pick up there. It's an awesome place, awesome group of people here too. So I was... It must have been really terrific working those research projects with her and with the students at the school. It was just a wonderful thing. And I was part of that too. You brought me in to help out a little bit when you're doing the transplant time and all that. And it was just great seeing young people getting into gardening. And I'm sure a number of them have followed through on that and are still planting things in their backyards and enjoying the bounty from these crops.
Well, you know, and as you mentioned that, it doesn't matter whether it's a youth, and you think about how many first-time adults have come, because you give tours of your gardens, and how many first-time adults are saying, I want to start a garden, and where do I start? And again, we have some shows that are on there, whether it's on Joey B TV or Joey B Outdoors right here on the podcast show. And it, to me, it's just getting people interested in, like, and you mentioned this before, something in the outdoors that will excite your mind that you'll say, hey, I want to go try that. And if it's the gardening, well, then there you go. And if it's the kayaking, to me, it doesn't matter. We just need to get ourselves into the outdoors, I guess, as often as possible. And guess what? You mentioned that we're, because, you know, they can go have them shipped to their homes. You and I go out there to pick them up. But while we're picking them up, you know that we have our fishing day pre-pickup there. So we're going to be out fishing for a bit before we get our chilies.
Okay, what's next for the future of Joey B Outdoors?
Well, I'd like to say it this way. I want to continue to educate people about the outdoors with knowledge and fun stories. Because, hey, I get to talk a lot, and I really do. But some of the stories, and the stories really relate to it. And my On the Road series right now takes me across this great country of ours. And I truly love our country and everything that's there. And my mission is to teach people to protect and preserve our great outdoors, pass it on to our next generation, and pass on the love that I've had. And hopefully you, the listeners out there, you can pass on that great love. And I'm just going to say this, Inspector Dave, as a personal friend and a personal, I guess, fishing buddy out there and all that, and all the other things we do in the outdoors, I just want to thank you for being a great guest host today.
Okay, it's always great working with you on every project we work on, you know, from fishing to gardening to working on our outdoor power equipment to going for hikes, all the things we do. I just enjoy my time with you. And congratulations, really, on the 100th show for the podcast operation here. And actually, I don't know where you get the time to do 100 shows. It is amazing how much you cram into your life every day. But I know you get an early start, so that's probably a big part of it.
Well, you know what? Waking up at 4:35 every morning, it's really easy. And I do mean this. So heading out to the studio and recording is an easy thing because it's also a quiet time. It's before, so to speak, before the rest of the world starts. And I had a problem the other day because we were going, I was with Coach Gorski, and we were going out to fish at sunrise. And I had to be back in the studio to launch a podcast show. But hey, I caught a striped bass, got back here into the studio, and was able to put up that new show. And I'm just going to say to everyone out there, I appreciate y'all listening. And just, hey, pass on the knowledge, pass on the friendship. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeyb.tv. That's joeyb.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.